Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh, and today I'm flying solo. We're going to be talking about something a little near and dear to my heart, assets and liabilities. Oh, Darius, that's so sexy. You're talking accounting to me at this time in the morning. You're right. Going sexy on you. I'm talking about your personal balance sheet, your professional balance sheet, and everything in between. Now, before you click, what the heck is this guy talking about? And moving on to the next, I want to talk about this because I actually think that this is one of the most ideal ways to think about your life in terms of assets, things that are there that are strong and support and add growth to you. And then liabilities, the things that are taking away that the negatives, you know. Now look, I don't want you to think about this in terms of like debt and leverage. I just want you to think about it as assets, something that's valuable, a liability is something that I'm trying to get rid of, become debt free, if you will. And start to thinking about in terms of like what in my life is an asset from a relationship standpoint and what is a liability. And I firmly believe like when we're born, like we don't really get a choice in the matter at first, right? We don't get to choose our family. We don't get to choose, you know, where we're our upbringing. We have to kind of manage through that. And then along the way, we start to build relationships that either help us become more of who we need to be, or they hurt us. And, you know, I would even say if you're born in a more of a toxic environment that where there's a lot of folks that maybe mirror your less than optimal upbringing, right? Because we kind of are who we surround ourselves with. If I live in a, you know, a poor community, or if I live in an abusive home, or I live in a family that where there's a lot of negativity, what I found, at least in my experience, was that tended to be, you would kind of attract, you know, what you are, right? So I'll be vulnerable right now. I'll use myself as an example. I grew up in a, you know, multicultural family. Father was from Iran. My mother is American. Dad was kind of this hardcore old school Persian dude. And a lot of my friends, when I look back now, 45 years old, I'll be 46 years old in a few weeks here. A lot of my friends were men, kids, boys at the time, whose dads were kind of these dicks. A technical term, just they were jerks. And yeah, there was a lot of like, you know, emotional abuse with my friends' dads, or their dads were MIA, you know, they didn't have a dad in their life, or, you know, they just had these kind of, you know, a lot of negativity. You know, I used to brag to my friends. I said, "Oh, my closest friends are the people that everyone else thinks are assholes." And what it was I was attracting that because I was a person that was kind of a mediator in my family, and I could deal with tough personalities. And so, of course, I would meet someone who had a tough personality, and I was like, "Oh, deep down in there, there's someone unique and special," because we all have that within us, good, bad, or indifferent. And I would find that, and then they would be attracted to me because I made them feel special. And it wasn't until I got, you know, I started getting older that I started to learn, you know, I started making newer relationships. And a lot of it was around me doing a lot of personal work on myself and figuring out that, you know, I didn't need to solve other people's problems, and I didn't need to have a codependent relationship or enable their negativity or bad behavior. Because when I really looked at a lot of my personal relationships growing up, it was people that were negative towards me. They were negative towards things I was doing, which mirrored my home environment, because my father was a very critical person. There's a lot of negativity in my family growing up. And then my friends' relationships in both junior high school and high school, I don't remember them too much in elementary, but towards the later part of elementary school, that mirrored my junior high experience, were just people that were negative, you know, a lot of negativity. Like, I didn't have people that were like propping me up too much. You know, my friends and I ragged on each other. Now I'm Gen X. You like Gen Ys and Gen Zs will be like, what, you know, that's abusive, Darius. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that was kind of part of that time period was that there wasn't a lot of self-awareness around loving on yourself, you know, loving oneself. There was a lot of negativity in socially, at least at that time, a lot of bullying and whatnot. And so I grew up around that, and I attracted a lot of people that that kind of reinforced that in my life. And so when I looked at that, I was like, man, I had a lot of liabilities to shed, you know, I had a lot of negative people to kind of get rid of. And it wasn't until I went to college that it really became clear to me that I was always attracting these tough personalities, and I had some good friends too. But when I look back now as an adult, I was like, man, I was really attracting a lot of people that were not enthusiastically supporting me being the greatest version of myself. And it wasn't until I was in the latter part, my last 2 years of college, my first 2 years of college, I went to UC Davis. I did not have a great experience at that school. Ended up in a social environment where I was, you know, more or less like kind of emotionally abused. and without getting into too many details, but I was in a social environment that was really negative for my self-worth. It was really negative for me feeling appreciated. It was really negative for me winning people over. It was really negative for me feeling valuable. And having grown up in environments where that was a challenge for me, that I had constantly overcome, you know, through sports and through schools and through leadership, I had built up a persona that I'm a valuable person. Coming into an environment where I walked into something negative my freshman year of college and quickly found that I was very unhappy. Actually, it was the first time in my life I was ever depressed. So I ended up leaving UC Davis after 2 years. I took an amazing trip around the world. And I was in an environment surrounded by amazing people, people that were like explorers and adventurers. And we were 20, 21 years old, and it attracted the right type of person. And I was surrounded by a ton of people at that point who made me feel special, made me feel amazing. And I got to really like kind of just like fly my flag of who I was in an unencumbered environment, and it really rebuilt my confidence. And so I transferred to UC Santa Barbara and had a lot of confidence at that moment, and really kind of set myself up for success there. And it kept reinforcing that positivity. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius Mashazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now, and let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, from canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and Supply & Demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit a $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklyn, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Darius. And so, you know, what I learned, you know, as I've grown up over my life is that I had less and less of a tolerance for relationships that I now view as liabilities. They were negatives. They were net negatives. There was people sucking energy from me. It was people that were not adding to my life. It was people that were not challenging me or supporting me to be the best version of myself. It was people that wanted to kind of hold me back because they didn't want to feel like they were being left behind. And in my early 20s, I moved to San Francisco. And even then, when I look back at my life, there was these moments where I didn't realize that I was not spending time with people that were making me feel better about myself in every instance I could. Sometimes it happened a lot of the times, but not all the time. And so I want you to take stock of your environment and ask yourself a really simple question, because I'm in midlife and I've realized something that's really obvious to me. If I meet people and they don't make me feel like I'm the best version of myself, if they don't make me feel better, and it can't be about me feeling like crap because I'm comparing myself to them, that's a whole different conversation. It has to be around, is this person making me better? Are they making me either, A, do they appreciate who I am as a human? And B, am I learning from them? C, is there an emotional support of them like just appreciating who I am and me appreciating who they are? So ask yourself those questions of the people you're surrounding yourself with. And doesn't matter if it's friends or family, because I have the same perspective with old friends and my family. Is that my family or friends are not adding to that in the ways I just described? They're kind of out. And, you know, I'm hopeful that some of my old friends and family that I'm no longer really spending a lot of time with don't listen to this, because if you do, I'm going to tell you right now, you fell into that camp. Because if you're not adding them my life in the ways I describe, where you're an asset, where I can look at that and say, this is making my life better. This is something I can lean on when times get tough. This is someone who cares about me as a person. This is someone that makes me feel good about who I am. This is someone who I'm learning from, right? This is someone that's helping build my confidence, not take away my confidence. If those things aren't happening in a relationship, that is a liability. And it, at best case, it's a neutral event. It's not neither an asset nor a liability. And I look at it and I say, hey, look, my time's too short. You know, at best, I'm probably slightly less than halfway through my life. At best, more than likely, I'm over halfway through my life. At 46 plus 46, I'll be 92, you know, double my life. So am I going to spend the rest of my life building and adding to those friendships and relationships, or am I going to let them take away? And when I find people are negative, or they tell me I can't do something, or they're not supporting me, or they're critical of me, and criticalness is a big deal. Are they criticizing me? Are they gossiping about me? Are they saying negative things behind my back and nice things in my face? Any of that stuff, I look at it as a total liability right out of the gate, and I'm like, you're out. And I'm and it's not where I'm rude to them. And it's not where I'm mean to them. It's not where I give negative energy to them, which I'm not perfect about. I'm a fucking half Italian, half Persian, for Christ's sake. Like, revenge is sweet in the heart of the Italian, you know. So for me, I might actually, you know, put some negative energy there and get some, you know, I wish I didn't admit this right now, but satisfaction out of it. But I quickly realized that that's a loser's game for me and for them. And I go to the other direction, which is, are they making me feel like I'm awesome? Are they giving me love? Are they supporting me? Are they, you know, giving time to me? Are they reciprocating attention I give to them? Right? Because that's another one right there where it's more of a neutral event, but I actually view it as a liability. Is, are you giving time to people? Are you giving energy to people and they're not reciprocating it back to you? Because if that's happening, it's kind of a liability too. My perspective is I will give multiple times over, but if I don't start to see a return on investment it's probably even farther than it should be, then I just kind of let it fade off. So it's not worth the effort. Because my perspective is people won't have to want to, if I'm giving and they're not giving back, that says something about them, or they're just not interested in the relationship. And that's fine. Life's short. Move on to the next one, right? But I want you to start really taking stock of your relationships. Are they assets or liabilities? Are you feeling better about yourself when you leave that conversation? Are you feeling worse? And then the question is it because of them or because of you? So I really view this as a really big deal, because I do believe that relationships are one of the biggest and most valuable currencies of our life. At the end of the day, when we're dead, that will be all that matters for at least the selfish person that just died. You know, whatever money you have, that'll be for whoever you give it to. But like, I will live a content life knowing I built great relationships that added to my life and was a rich fabric of my existence. So I want you to take stock of your relationships, where you're spending your time, and say, is this a net asset or net liability? What is your personal balance sheet when it comes to relationships? Because the minute I started doing that in earnest, where I was like, yeah, I like this. Because sometimes it's like where I'm just teaching somebody something, right? I'm mentoring people. I'm like, it's valuable to me just because, like, I feel valued, you know? Maybe they're not giving me value in the sense I'm learning from them, but maybe I'm learning from them by teaching them, right? So that's even an example of me giving and to get something in return just simply by giving. But I want you to really take that list to heart, because, you know, when I took a hard look back at the first 20-ish years of my life, and then I take a hard look back at the last 20 years of my life, something profound has stood out to me. The first 20 years was filled with a lot of critical people that were negative, that were not happy in their own lives, and decided to kind of like push that on me. And when I didn't have a choice, I just dealt with it in the best way that I could. And the last 20 years of my life, I found that I've shed the negative relationships. I've shed the people that are just taking from me. They're not giving in return. I shed the relationships that are not making me feel like a better version of myself. I shed the relationships that are not helping me learn. I shed the relationships where people are not reciprocating to me. And I feel lighter. I feel happier. And it gives me a lot more space to make room for the people that I want to spend time with. It gives me more space to go meet more people that are going to add to my life. So don't just be stuck in the moment and say, oh, well, that's an old relationship. I can't be disloyal. It's not disloyal. Like, at the end of the day, you have one loyalty, and it's to yourself and to the people you truly love. And the best way you can honor that is by showing up and being the best version of yourself. And I truly believe the best way to do that is to surround yourself with people that honor you for being the best version of yourself. So with that said, hope you enjoyed today's episode. And till next time, peace out. We love you. You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on, so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know. Everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one.
She's my lover.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.